see, when was this book first published?
The late 80s. Mm-hmm.
And then you revised it for republication in the latter part of last year. And what kind of research has been done since its first publication that you have incorporated into this book?
Well, I always say nutrition is an interesting science because it's a new science, relatively speaking to the other sciences. And some people will say, well, you know, a study came out today that says that coffee will give you cancer. And I remember that. That came out like in several years ago, maybe in the 70s. And I switched totally to tea. Well, now the studies are out to say coffee prevents cancer, coffee prevents Alzheimer's, coffee is good for all kinds of things, and so it's almost a health food. So the pendulum swings, and I mean, I think you have to just continue to look at the body of research. But that was one of the things to change that was coffee, because it was kind of cautious. I think in the first printing of the book, I said the jury's still out. Well, now the jury's in, and coffee's healthy. So that's good news for all of us who love our coffee. And then probably the biggest thing, the one that shocked me the most, was when that book first came out, fat was the dietary culprit. And it seemed that what we needed to do was reduce total fat. Everybody was so cholesterol conscious, and the cholesterol content of foods, you only have like 4 eggs a week and all this, and low-fat dairy was the only thing recommended, and they had sugar. Well, some people thought sugar was bad, and I was one who was very moderate and conservative on sugar. I said that it wasn't really that bad, other than it would just add more calories to your diet, and if you could afford the calories, go for it. Well, that's what I said then, and the research has turned everything upside down. Now, it doesn't look like fat in the diet is the big villain. It's sugar. Sugar is the thing that drives triglycerides. It drives cholesterol. It is the thing that's causing the metabolic syndrome. So now, it's more recommended that you get more fat in the diet and less sugar. So that was the big shocker. And when I did that research, I actually felt bad that I had put that message out there so strongly. I was on a crusade against fat. And at that time, they were developing products that were low-fat, and we still have those on the shelf. But now if you compare the labels of a low-fat, say a low-fat cracker with a regular cracker, they probably have about the same number of calories, but the low-fat ones have more sugar. So that's what they've done. They've done that for the consumer to make the consumer think you're getting something healthier when really you're not. You got to be smart. You got to stay on top of it, and it's not easy because it changes all the time. It's a moving target, and I think that's one thing that keeps me so interested in staying up on the research, because it's just fascinating to see how it all plays out.